Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is
God
Andre.
Provides, so why do I worry about my life when you come to my rescue 1,000 times? Every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have He multiplies. Just when I feel He won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Builders Internet Radio, where we are blessed. This is Andre Lack from Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church. We are located in the city of Detroit, state of Michigan. Our telephone number, 313-204-7092. You can give us a call, Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, right there on the corner of Melbourne and Oakland in the city of Detroit, Michigan, 901 Melbourne. We have a food ministry where we continuously give out food on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. That is Mondays at noon, Wednesdays at 6 p.m., and Fridays at 6 p.m. We have all manner of fresh produce, meat, dairy products. Please, if you know anyone that is in need, if you know anyone that needs, please give them that information. 901 Melbourne. We are adhering to all safety protocols, gloves, masks, social distancing. All you have to do is pull up and we'll put the food in the trunk or in the back seat, and you can continue to go about your way and know that when you get home, you got some goodies in the back that will certainly bless your family. Once again, thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Builders Internet Radio, where we are blessed to be a blessing. Again, my name is Andre Lancaster. I'm a minister at the Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church. Again, we are located at 901 Melbourne. That is right on the corner of Melbourne and Oakland in the city of Detroit, state of Michigan. The guest, if you would like to call in, you can reach us at 646-668-2780. If you would like to call in with a prayer request, or if you have a quick testimony that you'd like to share, please give us a call, 646-668-2780. Thank you so much for tuning in. We ask that you would be a blessing to this radio ministry. If God would move on your heart to do so, you can sow into this wonderful, wonderful internet radio ministry with Givelify or PayPal. If not, you can reach them through the email at kingdombuildersinternational@gmail.com. Also, if you'd like to give them a call concerning your giving, you can reach them at 313-583-9739. Again, please, please be guilty of giving on today with this wonderful ministry here, Kingdom Builders International. At Gmail, and the number for KBBI KBDI is 313-583-9739. I promise you, you will not be disappointed, for this is truly a great service that they have set up here to provide for the kingdom. And we look forward to sharing with you in the near future and on today even as we consider the conversation, what we must know in this season. Amen. We want to talk about what we must know. And our foundational scripture will be coming from Romans chapter 8, verse number 28. And we certainly give God all the glory, honor, and praise, for he is the one that has given us this opportunity to share, to grow, and to glean from his word with his people. And I promise you, that is the way that we will give increase to our faith. We must study his word. Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Amen. And that is truly the means by which you can strengthen your faith. Because in this season, you will need faith more than you will need any other instrument in your Christian arsenal. Because it is going to take your faith. It is going to require your faith to hold fast in a season such as this. We see the things that are taking place in the world. Some of us have lost loved ones concerning surrounding this COVID-19 pandemic that we're dealing with. But we give God glory and honor because we know that he is still able to take little and do much. And we believe that God is still sitting high and looking low, and that he is going to hear and heal our land. Amen. Chronicles, 2 Chronicles teaches us 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, and we are certainly his people, amen. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves, amen. We must start with humility. We must seek to be humble in every situation that we find ourselves in, seeking peace amongst all the brethren. Amen. There are so many different opportunities for us to be upset and to operate in our emotions, to operate through fear. But thanks be unto God that there is no time, there will never be a time when we will not be able to get into the presence of God. There will never be a time as a believer when you will call God and he will not hear you. He will hear you. Now, he may not come when you want him to, but he will show up just in the nick of time. Anybody believe that? I promise you, he may not show up when you want him to, but he will show up when it is most necessary. Amen. When we need him the most, when we find ourselves dealing with the greatest weight of our work, when we see the labor becoming intense before us, God will step in because he lets us know that his yoke is easy and his burdens are light. And this be it but a light affliction, as he says in his word. We are grateful on today that we have his word to give us clarity and direction and strength. And God be glorified on today. We are grateful. We want to begin in prayer. Once again, we ask that you would be guilty of giving on today. Be mindful of the work that this wonderful, wonderful ministry has set up here with Kingdom Builders Development Institute. Amen. We are using the call letters KBDI. If you are a guest and you would like to give us a call, you can call in at 646-668-2780, 646-668-2780. We ask that you would truly consider being guilty of giving on today through Givelify. 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 They're also available on PayPal, PayPal, or you can reach them the email there. KingdomBuilderInternational@gmail.com. Okay, the email is KingdomBuilderInternational@gmail. We call letters again, KBDI. You can reach them at 313-583-9739. Amen. We want to begin with prayer here before we go into this short word that we want to discuss on today. I pray that this word would encourage someone to know that in spite of the level of difficulty that you might be facing as it concerns life and day-to-day activities, know that God is with you. The scripture teaches us that he would never leave us nor forsake us, and he is always there, ready and waiting for us to call his name out so that he can come straightway to deal with our dilemma. Amen. He has a desire to deal with our dilemma, and we give God glory for that, because it's not that we have lived so well or that we have done everything right that prompts God to this wonderful posture. We thank him that he has chosen in his divine love and his infinite wisdom that he would love us and that he would shine his favor upon us in spite of ourselves. Amen. Amen. As we prepare for our corporate prayer, we give thanks unto God for this opportunity again to share in his word, for it is most precious to those of us who are believers, because it is that thing that gives us strength. It gives us an increase in our faith. It helps us to hold on just a little while longer. Amen. And that is why we thank God for these wonderful people here at Kingdom Builders Institute. God bless them. We thank you. Kingdom Builders Development Institute. They have put together a wonderful program here to offer those who would this opportunity to share in God's word and in the gift of ministry. Amen. We're getting ready to pray. If you have any prayer requests, we pray that you would give us a call. Those who would like to call in, you can give us a call here, 646-668-2780. Amen. You can reach us at 646-668-2780. Give us a call here. We'd like to talk to you. We'd like to know that you're listening. We'd like to know that you're being blessed by this ministry. God glory. God be glorified again. My name is Minister Andre Lancaster, and I am with the Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, where our pastor is the pastor, Kevin L. Harris. And we thank God for a man of God with a heart for God's people, where we have a food pantry that is open every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Mondays at noon, Wednesdays at 6 p.m., and Fridays at 6 p.m. as well. Thank God for Pastor Kevin Harris and for every opportunity that he allows me to share this word and the word of God with God's people at whatever platform the opportunity presents itself. Amen. God bless our pastor. He is taking some time for a vacation right now. He is taking that time to rejuvenate and revitalize himself, him and the family. And we thank God that they have been able to make it there safely as they make their way back right now, as they are in the return route right now. We pray God's traveling grace and mercy upon them, so that as he approaches, we recognize that God is still in control and keeping him in his care. Amen. Please, if you got any kind of request for prayer, if you'd like to share a brief testimony with us, please, you can keep, give us a call here at 646-668-2780. Again, 646-668-2780. Our foundational scripture again will be coming from Romans chapter 8, verse number 28. You can get your Bibles out as we will prepare to move forward into our study today here at the Faith Clinic. God bless you. We thank God for this opportunity here to grow in our faith. Amen. We will begin with our prayer as we pray that God will step forth and hide us behind the cross, that those who will be listening will be blessed by this word that will go forth and hope to be planted as a seed in your life, that it will grow and give you strength and allow you to hold on even yet while we are being challenged. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks, oh God. Father, before we ask you for anything, we would just like to tell you thank you. Father, we're not thanking you for everything, but we are giving you thanks in all things. For the Bible says that in all things that we should give thanks. And God will give you thanks even though we may not understand why things are the way that they are. We may not be able to understand how you're going to bring us out. But God, we know that you are a God of deliverance. You are a God of healing. You are able to bring us out. You brought us out before, God, and we know that you can do it again. You brought the children of Israel out, and we know that you are still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Father, we thank you in advance for this opportunity to share your word with your people. We look forward to that which you are going to do on today. We pray that something would be said or done that would encourage someone to seek a right and working relationship with you. We honor you today, God, for we know that you are the one that has given us life, God. The Bible teaches us that it is in you that we live, move, and have our being. We thank you on today for your guidance, God. We thank you for your deliverance, God. We thank you for your liberty, God. We thank you that even while there is yet a pandemic taking place in this land, Father, you are still yet providing for your people, just like you did for the widow woman as she went through her famine, God, but her obedience to the man of God, bringing the small, God, we thank you that our sacrifice will open the floodgate for the supply of all of our needs. God, we have no idea how you're going to do it, but we trust you. We believe you, God. We hold fast to our faith that we may stand strong within these times, God. We pray right now that those who are sick, God, that you would seek out their face. We know you know that where they are, God, but we pray that you would seek out those who are in need of healing, God, and heal them. Those who are in need of deliverance, God, and set them free. Those who may be suffering from the loss of loved ones, Father, help them to know that they are not lost. But yet, Father, if we get our business right now, that we will see them again. They're not lost. It wasn't goodbye, God. It was just see you later. And we thank you that in this hour, in this opportunity, God, we pray that someone would be encouraged through your word. They would be encouraged through your word to know that all is well in our minds, in our bodies, and in our souls. God, we pray that you would bring them comfort, give them peace. Allow them to know that you are still the Alpha and the Omega, God, the beginning and the end. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we glorify you on today, God. Oh, hallelujah today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We say hallelujah. It is the highest praise that we can give. And, Father, we give you glory on today. We praise you
For we recognize that the Bible teaches us that you inhabit the praises of your people. As we praise you now, we pray down your presence. As we praise you now, we pray down your presence. God, we invite, we pray and invite you in on today, God, that you would step into the room, come into the listening ear, come into the area, God, get on the airwaves, that those who would hear would feel your presence, would experience your presence, and know that you are still God of gods, Lord of lords, King of kings, the ruler of all the land. God, we thank you right now. We give you glory, honor, and praise, for it is you that are worthy. You are worthy of all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. From the rising of the sun until the very going down of the same, the Bible says that the name of the Lord is worthy to be praised. And we praise you right now. We praise you now that you would come in and allow us to experience your presence. We pray that you would use me as a vessel to pour out your word upon your people. Father, give them hope and courage on tonight. Help them to know that you continue to love us, even in our weakness, even in our shortcomings, God, even when all is well, that you still love us, Father, and help us to love you as you deserve. Help us to love you as you deserve, God, for you are truly worthy of all our love and our adoration. We give you that glory. We give you that honor. We give you that praise, God, and we call it so. Father, we pray right now. In Jesus' name, and all the people of God said, amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank you for those of you who are just tuning in, those of you who have already tuned in, those of you who have been with us already from the very beginning. We thank God for you. Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Builders Internet Radio, where we are blessed to be a blessing. And this is your host on tonight, Andre Lancaster, one of the ministers from the Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, 901 Melbourne, where our pastor is the pastor, Kevin Harris, Kevin L. Harris. God bless him. We thank God for our leader, amen, for he has truly got the heart of God, and he has a heart for the people of God, amen, amen. We pray that you will be guilty of giving on today, for this is truly good ground to sow in, and there are several ways that you can do that. Right before we move into our word today, we want you to be guilty of giving through Givelify, G-I-V-E-L-I-F-Y, PayPal, and the email for that would be kingdombuilderinternational@gmail.com. All one word, kingdombuilderinternational@gmail.com, KBDI. And the telephone number is 313-583-9739. Once again, that's 313-583-9739. We thank God for all of you here today as we move forward to our foundational scripture. And our foundational scripture is located in Romans chapter 8, and we will begin with verse number 28. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I pray that you would get them out and you would make your way to that particular passage of scripture so that we can share here together on today and we can follow along the word to see that God is still holding true and fast to what he has already told us. Amen? Amen. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read from the King James Version first, and then for some clarity, for those of us who do not understand the thous and the thuses and therefores, we're going to read it from the Message application in its transliteration, hopefully to help us bring clarity to the lesson that God has laid before us today. Amen. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse number 28 is where we're going to start. This is truly one of my favorite scriptures, for it is really a word for the believer specifically. Amen. For the believer specifically. Matter of fact, I'm going to start with verse number 27 just for a brief prelude. In the King James Version, it reads as follows in Romans chapter 8, starting with verse number 27, amen, as a prelude to our key scripture. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. He that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. He that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Let's talk about he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. Well, we know that he could not be talking about man here, because if people were to search our heart more than the examination of our hand, oftentimes we find as believers that the heart and the hand don't always meet up, for lack of a better terminology. Paul said it so beautifully. He said that even when I desire to do good, evil is always present. That which I would find myself to do, I don't do, and the thing that I should do, I don't do, and the thing I shouldn't be doing, I'm doing it. This is the way Paul offered his explanation to us, to help us understand the complexity of the controversy that takes place in us between our spirit and our flesh. And God has let us know that when he decides to examine us, he does not look at our hand. He searches our heart, because the Bible teaches us that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. And as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So even when our hand ain't right, God can look at our heart and truly get understanding as to what we desire, where we want to be, how bad do we want to be better. Man, that was good for me. How bad do we want to be better? How bad do you want to be better? And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. God searches our hearts to know the mentality of our spirit. You hear me? God searches our hearts to understand the mentality of our spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. See, Christ is our intercessor. He sits at the right hand of the Father, and he intercedes on our behalf. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you an opportunity again to know and look at this particular scripture here, to see where it clearly makes us know that God is the one that is being talked about here. Because, you know, people are not really concerned about what's in our heart. A lot of times people are more concerned about what you can do for them, what you can offer them. And I know, based on the life that Christ lived, that as a minister, as a leader, many times as a child of God, people will know that you have a prayer life, and they will find adversity taking place in their lives, and they will call you and seek you out for prayer, and they will seek you out for advice, because they know that you have a relationship and a word on the inside. And I'm saying to you, don't allow their poor choices or their mishandling of you or their lack of recognizing your value. Don't let that hinder you from being a good steward over the word of God that has been birthed within you. You are assigned to kingdom work. You are a kingdom builder. You are here to develop the kingdom of God on earth. You are here to seek those who are lost. You are here to be a witness to God's very existence. God is using you to bear witness to his existence. And I truly would like to challenge you to be the very best that you can be, that you would be that light that would shine on the hill. Verse number 28 as our foundational scripture, it's our key scripture. As the title of our dialogue tonight is What We Need to Know. There are a couple of things we need to really know in this season to give us strength. They give us the ability to hold on. They generate fortitude. They give us, as my grandmother would have said, some stick-to-itness. It gives us the ability to stick to it. And here in Romans chapter 8, verse number 28, the scripture reads as follows. It says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." Here, verse number 27, it says, "And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he make intercession for the saints according to the will of God." According to the will of God, Christ is interceding on our behalf because he's aware of the mindset of our spirit. Yet he understands that it is our heart that God must examine in order for him to understand the position that we constantly find ourselves in when he looks out of the window of heaven and sees our hand and our heart are not in the same place. Christ knows that in our spirit we have a desire. We have a desire in the mentality or in the consciousness of our spirit to be better. We want to be better. We strive to be better. But just like Paul said, the thing that I shouldn't do, I find myself doing sometimes, and sometimes the things that I should do, I don't do at all. And I guarantee you that there is more than one witness listening right now. I'm not the only one. Me and Paul, not the only ones guilty of that state of mind, that condition where we know where we're supposed to be doing something else. We know what the right thing is to do, and yet we find ourselves failing the challenge. Well, we want you to know that Christ is interceding on our behalf in those challenging times. God has set an intercessor on our behalf so that every single time there is a lawyer necessary to plead our case in heaven, God has set up Christ to intercede on our behalf. Amen. And here we have been given information and encouragement to know that when we find ourselves failing in our faith, we know that it's never happenstance when things take place in our life. And verse number 28, Romans in chapter 8, gives us confirmation to know that right where we are, God is able to heal, set free, deliver, to bring liberty, and to set the captives free. He says, "And we know." This is verse number 28, Romans chapter 8 right now. "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God." All things work together for good to them that love God. All things work together for good to them that love God. Comma, that is not the end. That love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. If you are a believer, if you have accepted Christ as your Lord, personal Savior, if you believe with your heart and confess with your mouth that he died and on the third day he got up, you have given, you have been given a call to responsibility. You have a responsibility to the ministry of reconciliation. Your job has become your purpose. Your purpose is to win the lost. Your purpose is to glorify God. Your purpose is to manifest God's presence among the people. And that is the challenge. That is the work of the believer. We must strive to manifest the presence of God among the people. What I remember, my late pastor, the Reverend Dr. Oscar Hayes, he taught a lesson once concerning the believer in the workplace. And he said that we as believers in the workplace should represent, we should be the representation, we should be the ambassadors for God. We should be representing the kingdom on our jobs. People should never have to wonder if we are a believer. People should never have to wonder if we're saved. They should never have to wonder if we're walking with Christ, because the walk should be evident in our worship. Our worship should be evident in our walk. Our life should reflect a lifestyle that says, I'm a believer. Now, does that mean that you're going to get everything right? No. But what it does mean is what Romans chapter 8, verse number 28 is saying right here. And it's saying that we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. If you're going through something and you can't understand why, if you recognize that you are a child of God, you have to know that that thing is going to work together for good. Well, preacher, how do you know that? I know that because here it says, we know. See, and being the conjunction word that is being used here to connect 27 and 28. God is letting us know. He's searching our hearts. He sees our desire. He sees our posture and our spirit. He sees where our heart is inclined to. And at that point, Christ makes intercession so that we can receive according to the will of God. And in that reception, we realize that the knowledge that all things work together for good to them that love God gives us strength. Do you understand? The strength that we get from the knowledge of the things working together for good gives us the ability to hold on when the enemy is on the attack. Knowing that all things work together for our good gives us the ability to hold on when we recognize that the enemy is on the attack. How do you know, preacher? God left us a record in the book of Job to give us clarity concerning recognizing the enemy when he is on the attack. And I would like to submit to you today that there are two ways by which the enemy can enter in. And if you have something contrary to this, please share it with us, because at this point, we have concluded that there are only two ways that the enemy can come in, and those are you have to either invite him in or God has to give him permission to come in. Now, you can invite the enemy in and let him tear up your house and your life and cause havoc and give you stress and high blood pressure and diabetes. You can allow him into your life to cause you to be stressed and depressed and all manner of negative things, negativity. or you can give him the benediction and send him on his way. Now, you also have to be aware of, as a good steward and a righteous believer, there may come a time when God will require you, as he did Job, to make a point and to give others strength and encouragement by the trial that you may have to go through. See, in the book, in the beginning, Job, God called Job an upright man, perfect man. That word perfect, the dictionary has given us a definition of perfect being leading us to believe that there is something that is without flaw or character defect. And I would like to submit to you today that if you would look that word up in its original form, in its original text, in the Hebrew language, the word perfect means furnished and equipped. It means to be equipped and furnished. This word has been transliterated in a different definition, and the enemy will use that word to attempt to make you believe that you don't have the ability to reach perfection. I would like to submit to you today that you were created perfect in the manner in which God created you right from the very beginning. God created you and he made you perfect right from the beginning. Evolution is a reality that takes place in every seed, every individual, everything that has life, everything that God gave life. Evolution is a reality. It grows, it changes, it becomes better, it becomes bigger, it becomes more. And I'm saying to you, God has placed the same properties of evolution within all of his beautiful, beautiful children, because as we grow, we glean and become better and stronger, and we can tell people that today God may be a bridge over troubled water, and tomorrow he would be food in a starving land, and the day after that he can be a doctor that has never lost a patient. But yet we find here in this scripture, he lets us know that all that we go through, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now, I'm going to read from the message application to give you a better understanding. Hopefully this will help some who are not as familiar or well-versed in the King James dialogue. And this is 26 through 28. It says, meanwhile, the moment we get tired in the waiting, God's Spirit is right alongside helping us. This is where Romans chapter 8, and this is starting at verse 26, and I'll read through 28, as this is how it has been monologued here in efforts to give us some clarity concerning the text that we read shortly ago. Verse number 26 starts and says, meanwhile, the moment we get tired in the waiting, God's Spirit is right alongside helping us along. When we find ourselves weary, God is right there by our side to help us to stay stronger and to continue to move forward. God has no desire to see you fail. God didn't wake you up today to watch you falter or fail. God did not wake you up to see you lose. He did not wake you up to watch you be defeated. God gave you life on today that you might fulfill the purpose in which he created you for. And I am saying on you, saying to you on today that sometimes in our walk with God, we will find ourselves getting weary. And in our moments of weariness, the scripture is letting us know here through this transliteration in the message application of Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 28. Meanwhile, the moment we get tired in the waiting, God's Spirit is right alongside helping us along. And we thank God for that because we need his spirit. His spirit gives us strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. And God gives us strength through his spirit, through his presence, through his word. Hallelujah. Meanwhile, the moment we get tired in the waiting, God's spirit is right alongside helping us along. If we don't know how or what to pray, it doesn't matter. He does our praying in and for us, making prayer out of our wordless sighs and groans. This is the intercession. This is the part of intercession. It says if we don't know how to pray, it doesn't matter. See, that's the thing. We don't want to get bogged down in the semantics, We don't want to get bogged down in the idiosyncrasies or those minute details that we find we get hindered by in life daily. The Bible says that God, he can translate our tears. He knows what it is that we're dealing with. This is why he was talking about understanding, searching our heart, and recognizing the mind of our spirit. God knows. He recognizes what's taking place. He understands what's needed and what's necessary for us to be strengthened and to be encouraged. And he wants us to be strengthened and encouraged on today. Amen. Because there is a real battle that is taking place in our minds. The anxiety, the worry, the concern dealing with this pandemic situation that we're dealing with, and all of the misinformation and those things that have led us to hold fast to fear and slip in our faith. God wants us to be confident in our faith and know that he is able to take little and do much. He is able to heal, set free, and deliver. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask, even think. Based on the word, it is according to the power that worketh within us. There is power down on the inside that gives you strength, that gives you the ability to reach and connect with God so that you can be rejuvenated and revitalized in your walk, that you would not continue to remain weary. God, let us know that we would get weary, but we do not have to remain weary. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he says, if we don't know how to pray, straighten that out for us. He going to intercede. It says, he does our praying in and for us, making prayer out of our wordless sighs and our aching groans. He knows us far better than we know ourselves. He knows us far better than we know ourselves, knows our pregnant condition, and keeps us present before God. That's why we can be so sure that every detail in our lives of love for God is worked into something good. I promise you on today that God has not made a mistake in keeping you here. He didn't make a mistake in waking you up today. I don't care what the devil is trying to tell you. I bind the spirit of depression. I bind the spirit of depression. I bind the spirit of depression. I bind the spirit of suicide on today. Hallelujah. I bind that spirit. I pray that God would allow you to look in the mirror and see the beauty and the wonder of that which he has created in you, because he has set you here with purpose. He didn't wake you up just because. He woke you up because he loves you. He has something great for you to do. He has a bigger and better plan for your life. And I'm telling you, don't let the devil fool you. Don't let the devil lie to you. He is the father of lies. I promise you on today, if you would just take these few little things that I'm sharing with you here tonight, the enemy comes for but to steal, kill, and destroy. We hear that often. We know those three attributes. We know those three characteristics. We know those characterizations. God gave us those so that we could recognize the enemy and his. But there are also three other characteristics that are so much more subtle that these are the doorways by which the enemy creep in more often. See, we protect ourselves against theft. We pride ourselves in being able to recognize a lie, and we try not to let nobody come in and tear up our stuff. But let me tell you the subtlety of the enemy. The subtlety of the enemy. Somebody say the subtlety of the enemy. What we need to know is that the enemy is subtle. And these three attributes that I'm getting ready to share with you right now, if you can remember, write them down, put them on a piece of paper, place them somewhere so that you can be reminded and that you won't forget that the enemy does not only come but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But our Bible teaches us that he is the father of lies. That's number one. He is the father of lies. He is the father of lies. He is the author of confusion. That's the second one. He is the author of confusion. And then thirdly and lastly, he is the accuser of the brethren. Amen. He is the father of lies. He is the author of confusion. And he is the accuser of the brethren. If you can remember these six attributes, these six characterizations, these six characteristics, these are those that God has left on the record for us to be aware of the presence of the enemy. Steal, kill, and destroy. Father of lies. Author of confusion. And the accuser of the brethren. That is what the enemy is guilty of. Those are the things that let us know that the enemy is afoot. And I guarantee you that God has not left your life to chance. He has given us strength through his word to let us know that he is always with us. I am here to share with you on today that you would leave in confidence from this radio broadcast, Kingdom Builder Development Institute. The Kingdom Builders Development Institute. We are kingdom builders, and we are developing those of you who have a desire to be better, stronger, and wiser. And through this word, know that all things are working together for good. Know that those things that you are struggling with, God has given you an opportunity on today to know that they will work together for your good. Amen. We pray that something was said or done on today that would encourage you, that would lift you up, that would give you strength in knowing that God is still sitting high and looking low and that he is on your side. If you are not saved on today, if you are not inside the ark of safety, if you are not covered on today, we are going to pray this prayer of salvation. We pray that you would dedicate your life to God. We pray that you would pray this prayer with us and offer your life to Christ, for there is no better our Father which is in heaven. And we thank you on today here from the Kingdom Builders Internet Radio for tuning in. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation. If you could repeat after me, Father God, come into my life. I am a sinner. I believe that you died. I believe that you rose. I believe that you live at the right hand of the Father. And I believe that you are his son. We thank you in advance. Father, I give my life over to you. Come into my life. Take you as my Lord and personal Savior. And we do now, in the presence of this company, acknowledge you. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. And all the people of God said amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for salvation. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless you, God. Hey, listen, I am here again next Saturday. We thank you. God bless every one of you. We really, really hope that something is going to be said or done, that has been said or done, that would encourage you on today. Please be guilty of giving. This is a wonderful, wonderful platform. This is a wonderful ground to sow in. And we can do so through Givelify or PayPal. The email for that is kingdombuilderinternational@gmail. Kingdombuilderinternational, that's all one word, at Gmail. KBDI are the call letters, and that number is 313-583-9739. That's 313-583-9739. Oh my God, I am so happy to have this opportunity with you today. I am so elated that those of you who have tuned in, I pray that you would share this with someone. Tell somebody about Faith Clinic. We're going to get our faith up. We're going to get our faith up where we are building our faith through the Word of God. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Kingdom Builders Internet Radio, we love you guys. We bless you guys. Please, again, if you got any requests, keep the requests coming. This is Andre Lancaster from Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, 901 Melbourne, right here in the city of Detroit, state of Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, 48211. And you can send those requests at 646-2780, 646-668-2780. God bless every one of you, for this is truly a great opportunity. I want to tell you again, thank you. God bless you. I send you greetings from the Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, 901 Melbourne, where we have our food pantry every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can pick up dairy, fresh produce, meat. We have all manner of wonderful sweets and treats, and oftentimes we have some wonderful, wonderful special things to offer for those of you who make it out. You don't have to worry. We are adhering to all social distancing guidelines. We are wearing masks, and it is a drive-up and drive-off setting. You don't have to get out of the car. All the boxes are already pre-made, and what you do is you pull up, pop your trunk, or open the door, and we'll slide that box in, and we're going to bless you, send you on your way to your home with wonderful, wonderful things to provide your bodies with the sustenance that you need so that you can continue to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. All right, that comes from our wonderful pastor at Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, which outreach is one of his real passions. He is there himself Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. He is there on site, and he is helping hand out the food. He is there praying and interceding for those who would like prayer. And we thank God for all of you who continue to contribute. You can do that all right there at the church. They have an opportunity for you to donate and to share. You can definitely do so. paypal.me/Nazarene901. And we are doing a mighty, mighty work over there. So we thank you for all that you have done, all that you have shared. God bless every one of you. Again, I'll be right here next Saturday. Thank God for every one of you. Please tune in again here for the Faith Clinic, where we are building our faith through the Word of God. Bless you. God keep you. And heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Thank you, and God bless.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place.
Wow.
Simple song. Go like this.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Oh,
my hallelujah belongs
to
you.
Thank you, but thank God for it. God bless every one of you.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Thank you.